From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Megan Lee. The taxes funding Missouri's Medicaid program are in limbo. Members of the state's Senate Freedom Caucus are holding up the legislation that would renew Medicaid funding. The Freedom Caucus say they're going to filibuster the Medicaid funding renewal until two other legislative items are done. Those bills are one banning Planned Parenthood from the Medicaid program and one changing how a majority is determined for voter-initiated constitutional amendments. The state's budget has to be completed before May 10th, and it can't leave its committee for a wider vote until the funding is secured. Last Saturday was April 20th, or 420, an unofficial high holiday for marijuana enthusiasts and retailers across the country. It's the second April since Missouri legalized recreational marijuana, and Jack Cardetti of the Missouri Cannabis Trade Association says dispensaries have been preparing for months.
Companies that are in the marijuana business here in Missouri, those small businesses, they've circled this date on the calendar. They know there's going to be a lot of renewed interest in this.
Missouri businesses see about $115 million in monthly marijuana sales. State taxes from that help fund criminal records expungement, the public defender system, Veterans Commission, and drug treatment services. The MU Law School is rebooting its Justice Clinic for low-income Missourians. Last week was the grand opening for the Child and Family Justice Clinic, according to the Columbia Missourian. The clinic is a new version of the MU Law School's Family Violence Clinic, which closed in 2020. Missouri legislators approved $400,000 for the clinic, which allowed it to reopen. The clinic provides free services to those needing help with domestic relations and family violence cases, excluding court fees and costs. In the future, the clinic plans to expand to counties outside of Boone. A St. Louis man has been sentenced to 19 years in prison for causing a downtown crash. The accident resulted in the amputation of the legs of a teenage volleyball player from Tennessee. Daniel Riley was a robbery suspect out on bond. He sped through an intersection and caused a wreck that pinned 17-year-old Janae Edmondson between two vehicles. Riley was convicted last month of second-degree assault, armed criminal action, fourth-degree assault, and driving without a valid license. Last week, the judge followed the jury's recommendation in sentencing Riley. The February 2023 accident set off a chain of events that led to the resignation of Circuit Attorney Kim Gardner. Gardner's critics blamed her when it became public that Riley had violated the terms of his bond dozens of times but remained free. I'm Megan Lee, KBIA News, Columbia.